1, 2, 3, 4. It's been 2 weeks since our last podcast. So welcome back. Spring's over. Now we have on flip-flops.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So... Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spoils of Akron podcast. My name is Ryan Dyke.
And my name is Ben Arrington, and this is a podcast about the art, culture, and eccentric residents of the Rubber City.
The Rubber City. America. Thank you, Ben. The Rubber City, America.
The, not the.
The.
Hey, it has been so long.
Dude, I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks.
It feels like a year.
Can I have like a hug?
We already did that.
Give me like
stop. Stop it.
Ben, I just miss you.
I missed
the podcast too. I missed it. Like I saw it coming and I like you were throwing me the podcast and I missed it and it hit some lady behind me like that type of missed it. Like I missed it.
Yes. Like I was sending it postcards.
I know. Yeah. And I was sending you email messages like, Ben, I love you. I miss you. Come back. And you were like, I'm done with you, Ryan. I don't want to do this anymore. But I'm just joking. That never happened.
No, I'll admit why we missed a week. And it is my fault. I was dying.
You can't say it was your fault. You were very sick.
I was. It was gross. It was nasty. My nephew had it too.
Food poisoning?
It wasn't food poisoning.
Then what was it? You
It felt like food poisoning.
Now, was it the attic or the basement?
It was both, I guess.
Yeah.
What's
you were
the
throwing
attic?
Up?
Yes.
The attic and the basement. I'm pointing to my butt
yes,
right
okay,
now.
Okay, then it was both.
Then it was both?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was terrible.
What did you eat?
No, it wasn't
So
food
you think
poisoning.
It was like a cold or a flu?
I guess so. I don't know it, but like I heard from other
people.
Who
your
had
nephew
it too.
Did Ezra get it?
He had it too.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh
the
no!
The poor kid. It was funny. He would just like find a spot on the floor and lay down.
Why didn't you do that?
He doesn't
you
do
should have just laid down too.
On Sunday, last Sunday, I literally laid in my bed and did not move
for the entire day.
The entire day. I mean, unless I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, like I didn't. I had my phone and nothing
it's okay.
else,
I mean, this,
and I didn't do anything.
It's
but
okay.
Play around.
Listen, it's part my fault too. I mean, it's all of our farts. Chris, it's your fault too.
It's all of our farts.
Yes.
Gosh, no. I mean, I've been busy too. I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm getting a house.
Yeah. Where are you moving to? What's your address?
I'm not telling you.
What's your current address? Where's your new address?
If anybody wants
what's your social security
a really
number?
Nice apartment in Cuyahoga Falls, just let me know. I'll hook you up with the. Apartments that I'm leaving. They're very nice. They're full of old people and it's very quiet. I'm moving to Norton. I got a house out there. Cody and I got a house. We're renting, but we're gonna rent to own, and it's really nice. It's a split level. It's got like 4 bedrooms. It's giant. It's huge.
If you don't remember who Cody is, he's the one that was sitting in our last episode.
Yeah.
That Liz kept making fun of.
Yes, that yeah. Cody. That yeah. Cody. Yep. He's one of my best friends. And he's been looking for a house for a while, and I've been looking to upgrade, I should say. My apartment's very tiny. It's a starter apartment. It was my first apartment. And I wanted to move out too because we play in a band. Mm-hmm. Can you practice at home with your instrument?
Yes.
I cannot. I could never practice at home. The only time I ever got to practice was at Copper Penny's practice.
Oh, yeah.
At my new house. I have a room in the basement that is, we are dubbing the music room.
That's awesome.
It's going to look awesome. I put carpet down. I'm going to make it like soundproofy-ish because Cody works night shift, so he can be upstairs sleeping. We even tested it the other day. Mm-hmm. He went upstairs and into his room, closed the doors and all that, and I was down in the basement screaming at the top of my head, banging on the walls, and he was like, Ryan, I could barely hear you.
Part of your normal daily routine.
Yes, I had to make
like
sure.
That,
like
that wasn't for the... That was just what you do. You know?
The neighbors were like, oh, gosh, no. But, no, I'm moving. I just got done with a show. Speaking of Cody, he runs his own theater company out in Norton called Next Generation Players.
He runs that?
Yeah, it's his.
Oh, cool.
He's like on the board, I should
say.
Okay. He helped create it. But he had a show this weekend, Pirates, the Theodore Thud and the Quest for Weird Beard. It was a kid's show.
Were you Weird Beard?
I was not Weird Beard.
Were you Theodore Thud?
No, I was Polly the Pirate Parrot. So, I talk like this the whole time.
It just sounds like a whole lot of unnecessary alliteration. The Pirate Parrot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a show about pirates. You'd assume the parrot's
crab
also...
Crab hands loot! Those are some of my lines. But, like, the voice...
Those weren't lines.
But those were lines. This one part in the show was always so frustrating to do because it's just a bunch of words thrown together. Okay, ready? Bang down the hatches! Load the pick-a-wigs! Dance the doobie-doo! Then we would dance.
What's a pig-a-wig?
I have no idea. And then I would say, but then I would go, swap the whatchamacallit, lay waste to the dip-a-dip, fire off the bang-a-lang. None of those make sense. Yeah. And then I would say, raise the heavy mopper-jobber, set sail to the main whatchamacallit, and set a course for where the junk ever.
Did you say it was a children's show?
It's a children's show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, the main characters are all kids. I was probably one of the oldest people in the shows. I mean, parents. I shouldn't say that. Parents. It reminded me of, like, Antic and even Acted Up and even Dynamics that we've worked with. Mm-hmm. Families Family. Could do it.
Yeah.
And it was nice. And it was fun to take you know, we just did Diary of Anne Frank, and that's such a sad. I cried at the end of every show. It's such a emotional roller coaster that entire show is. And you slapped me as a Nazi.
I did.
It was nice to do a kid show. And I'll tell you what, this was the best thing about it. We performed for 500 elementary school kids, and they
at one time. Wow.
And they were quiet, uh-huh, attentive, and laughed the entire time.
So,
and we did that at 10 a.m.
so
on
they
Friday.
Quiet.
I mean, they were paying attention.
Right, yeah.
We did that at 10 a.m., and then we did it again at 1 a.m. for another 450.
Wow.
And they did the exact same thing, and they loved it.
That's great. How long was the show?
It's like an hour long.
Okay.
It wasn't very long. I had maybe 25 lines. Like, seriously. It was, besides the two main characters, everybody else had bit parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And that was fun. And I dressed like a parrot, and I stuck feathers in my hair.
I saw pictures.
I'm going to post a bunch of them on Spoils of Akron. But it was fun. It was a good show, and we had six shows. We had five this past weekend. We had three on Friday, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m., and then we had a matinee on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what the funniest thing was. So that voice that I was just doing, the whole, wow, what are you talking about? That voice.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds horrible right now. My voice sounds horrible. So in the middle of the last show, I'm saying all those nonsense words jumbled together.
Pig-a-wig.
And this is what happened. I was like, band down the hatches, loot our pig-a-wigs, dance the doobie-doo. And I went, and like, I lost my voice. I lost the voice.
Yeah.
And like, I screeched. I did. I went like, dance the doobie-doo. And everybody looked at me, and I was like, and I lost my place. And I just pointed at someone and go, and just did a bird noise. And then I went over and I would flap around the stage
the
like
parrot
a bird.
Is terrified of the sudden episode of puberty he just experienced. I don't know.
His eggs dropped. But but I lost my voice for the last show. And now I'm afraid because we have a gig on Friday night.
Yeah.
Copper Pennies. We're playing at the Westside Bakery in Green.
This is a really good transition into a plug for our show.
Yeah. So we're playing.
This just happened naturally. We did not plan this.
All right, flip the page. No, so we are playing on Friday night, and I'm so afraid that I'm not going to be able to sing, even though I don't really like. I only have like two or three songs I really sing on, but I do backups. I do backups on a lot of it, and like I'm so afraid, like I'm not going to be able to do that or any of it. Because my voice is just really scratchy right now. If you weren't able to tell already.
Yeah, I could tell a little bit.
Yeah. So what have you been up to in the 2 weeks?
Dying.
Well, besides that.
Oh, gosh. What was I doing the week before, though?
Well, you have a new family member.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my niece was born. Was that within the past 2 weeks?
I don't think we talked about it.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Did we talk about it?
A while ago. Well, I don't think we did talk about it. Yeah.
But anyways, you saw her. You've got to meet her.
Yes, I got to meet my niece, Harper Ann Anderson.
Aww.
And she's cute. She doesn't really do anything yet, so I'm still waiting for her to get really cute. But they're living down in Georgia right now, a little bit further away. But yeah, got to hold her. Got to get some pictures with her.
I want pictures on the Facebook page.
Actually, I might have lied about the pictures.
What? You didn't get any?
Yeah.
I'm sure if I scoured your Instagram, they're on there somewhere.
They're somewhere. But yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I can't wait till she gets a little bit bigger.
Aww.
And I can hang out.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank
you. Your family's growing.
I know.
Ben, when are you going to have a kid?
well, news. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
There's no baby.
JK.
I'm not making a baby.
Ben is not Prego.
Not yet.
But no, so we have been off for a while, so there's definitely a lot of plugs and events and stories that we want to talk about.
Absolutely.
We're not joined by anyone today. It's just the two of us. Well, Chris is in here too. Chris, say hello.
Hello.
Chris is here. But we don't have anybody in to interview, so we want to talk about some of the big stories. I mean, big stories. One being the Don.
The Don.
Mayor Don. Don Plasquelic. I think I said that right. He's retiring, and we have all those stories. We have all those stories to talk about. But first, let's do some events. So, Ben, do you have any that you want to talk about? I got a whole bunch here.
You do?
Yes.
Oh gosh. Hey, Better Block is this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. So
this will be. If anybody is asking, we're recording this on Monday.
The very same day that this is being released.
Yes. so we're able to talk about stuff happening this week.
Yeah, great. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Better Block event that we sort of talked about earlier. And if you don't know, we can give you a quick recap of what the Better Block Better Block project sort of is. Well, basically they get a team together, they go into sort of a more rundown area.
I wouldn't say a
place that
needs improving.
Yeah. Okay. And so they're going into a street in North Hill, and cleaning it up, cleaning the storefronts and everything. There are a few businesses that are moving in very temporarily, just for the weekend, to sort of promote their businesses. Mm-hmm. And show those businesses, the local businesses as well, that this is a place that has potential.
Yes.
Potential for growth.
Yeah.
And so I know Neighbors.
Which Akron is full of.
Yeah. I know Neighbors Apparel.
That's not a bad thing. I don't mean that like in a bad way. I mean like that's a good thing.
Yeah. We talked about that where.
With Liz.
Yeah. Where Akron is growing.
It's flourishing.
But yeah, so I know Neighbors Apparel is moving in, and I could be wrong. I think they might be moving in for good.
Ooh, cool.
That I don't quote me on that. That could be completely wrong. I don't even know if Chris knows or anything. What other businesses do you know of any or?
I do not. I know I pulled up the times. I just wanted to make sure people knew the exact times
and location. Make sure.
Yeah, it's May. It's this weekend, May 15th, 16th, and 17th. Friday, it's from 6 to 10 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday, it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's North Main Street at East Cuyahoga Falls Avenue. And you can look at their website, www.akronbetterblock.com. Mm-hmm. They also have a Facebook page if you want to check it out. I just wanted to get all the juicy details out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems awesome.
Pull up the website too.
We're going probably on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there on Sunday. Friday we can't. We have a gig, and then Saturday.
You just accidentally plugged that gig
again. Westside Bakery.
Just
Green.
Happened naturally.
6:30 to 9:30. Be there. Satisfy your sweet tooth and your need for live music.
Woo.
No, we will be there on Sunday. We will definitely be there Sunday. We'll be walking around. We'll maybe get some business cards like we normally, like we do. Oh, speaking of that, we were in the Akron Beacon Journal.
We were.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that too.
Yeah, but like coworkers bringing me articles and stuff.
My grandparents, friends, someone on Facebook was like, did you know that you guys are in the Akron Beacon?
Yeah.
And we went out. That was the last Akron Art Walk. So that was almost over a month ago.
April's art.
Yeah.
Not the last one.
Yeah. And I remember talking with Abram Malcolm. I don't know his name, and Karen Schilling when we were on the trolley.
Yeah.
I remember talking with them. I wrote their names down. What am I saying that I have their names here?
Once we got off the trolley, you like looked at me like, we're going to be in the paper.
I did look at you and say that. Okay.
They probably talked to
it's
a
Malcolm, Abram, and Karen Schilling of the Akron Beacon Journal.
Yeah.
I did. I looked at you and said, we're going to be in the paper. And then I, like, for the next like 2 weeks, I would check, and we were never in it. So I was like, they probably forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then like a month later, we were in it. And our faces were in it.
Looking at my phone the whole time.
Yeah, but it was cool. They talked about it was like, I read the whole article. It was really cool. It was from his point of view, walking around and all the people he talked to and all the vendors and stuff. And that's coming up too at the end of it's the first weekend of June.
What is
the next Akron Art Walk?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's coming up then. Mm-hmm. But I mean, talking about Better Block on Sunday, we'll probably be walking around just gathering business cards like we did for the Akron Art Walk. We just walked around and we were talking with people. The beard guy, I saw him again.
Yeah,
I saw him again.
He followed our Instagram.
He did, like 2 seconds after we talked to him,
yeah.
And it was kind of like, oh my gosh. And I was like, he must not really have a lot of people looking.
I used his beard oil.
You did.
Yeah.
Did you feel any growth of beard?
Well, I don't want to say.
Any beard growth?
I don't want to say I didn't. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I think it would work better for people with beards.
That's true. I think so, too. All right. So another thing that I want to talk about. Next Tuesday, May 19th. Will be the first Full Circle Storytelling, Wandering Aesthetics, the Akronist, Chris Miller, and the Firestone Park Branch Library. They're presenting, I already said it, but Full Circle Storytelling, Tales from the Rubber City. And I will be there. I will be helping host and running sound for the event. And basically, it's open to the public, and it revolves, and I'm just reading straight from their Facebook page, but it revolves around a theme and an idea that everyone has a story.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sign up and tell a true story related to the evening's theme. This month's theme will be courage. They do say registration is encouraged. You can call. For more info, check their Facebook or call 330-724-2126.
Sounds really similar to The Moth. You ever hear of the
Moth? Yeah, the podcast.
Yeah, the Moth podcast.
I would think that's actually, that's true. I think it's the same idea that everybody has a story. I have plenty of stories about crazy stuff that's happened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Will anybody else find it interesting? I don't know. We're doing a podcast. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
But this is going to be really cool. Another thing that I want to talk about is it does say, since the event is open to the whole community, language and content of stories should be no stronger than PG-13.
PG-13.
I'm sorry. PG-13. Shut up. PG-13. And they can range from anywhere to 30 seconds to 5 minutes in length. I think it's going to be a really cool idea. Just like The Moth.
Mm-hmm.
Did The Moth start out just as a podcast?
I don't know.
Did it start out with?
I don't think it was.
It's a live event now.
I don't think
now.
It was ever a podcast. I think it was always just a
it's
live
always,
event.
But what I mean is, did they start The Moth with the intent of it being a podcast?
Oh.
Or did
I
they
don't know.
Start doing it just like this, just
Probably.
To tell stories? And then, like, like five of them into it, somebody was like, hey, we should record this and put it in a podcast. Mm-hmm. Or do you think they thought of that when they were coming up with it?
It started out just people got together and told
stories.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Flourishing.
And yeah, but they got some big name people at the Moth Podcast.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know.
We'll get some big name people there.
I don't know.
But yeah, it'll be at the Firestone Park Branch Library. Which is at 1486 Astor Road, Akron, Ohio. It's next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but in a week and a day, if you're listening to this on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday, May 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And yeah, just come on out. I know I'm going to be there. I think Ben's going to be there
I'm
too,
probably
ladies
gonna
and
be
gentlemen.
There.
He's going to come.
Sounds like something I want to do.
I'm
going to
bring him. But yeah, I will be running sound. Mark Brown probably will be coming and helping me do that too. But yeah, I know that's coming up next week. So
awesome.
Yeah. So anything you got to say? I got a couple more here.
I don't think I do. Do I have any?
Do you have anything?
There's this the Akron camp.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well.
That's not for a few weeks.
Yeah, but this is another plug.
Oh, yeah.
Shameless.
It just came naturally. I don't know.
No, this is a really cool event. I'm excited to be a part of it.
I think you know more about it than I do.
But go ahead. I'm going to pull up some more info on my phone about it. So just tell them what's going to happen. Do you know what's going to happen?
I honestly have music.
No. So the Akron camp, I'm going to see if I can pull it up real quick. It's going to be this really cool event that's coming up. I pulled it up here somewhere, Ben. The Akron Camp is a new thing started by, I know, Wandering Aesthetics, and I believe Rubber City Theater Company is also helping with it. Basically what it is, it's going to be like a school. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, when it starts out, I believe it's going to be free or like not too expensive, but... Mm-hmm. I know it's going to be a school. Okay, I pulled it up. So do you have it pulled up too?
I do.
Okay. So it's going to be, on the 30th, it's an open house. So people can come and see what I know on the 30th, it's free. Mm-hmm. The entire event on the 30th is free. But what it's supposed to be is on the 30th, it's an open house to let people see what the Akron camp's going to be all about. I know Benjamin Rex Road. Hey, we know him. Kyle Joza. Hey, we know him.
Hey.
Banu's Benny. Hey, we know him. Yeah. Kirsten Nicole, I believe, is going to be there. She's helping.
Her.
I mean, a lot of people we know. Tim Longfellow. I know him. He was at my play yesterday.
Oh, cool.
He's part of the music scene out in Norton and around here. Mm-hmm. He did, you saw Phantom of the Soap Opera. He was the guy that played the piano.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's teaching a class also. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a bunch of other people also doing it. But it will be, basically what it will be, it's, like I said, it's an open house. There will be live music, vendors outside, if the weather in parentheses, weather permitting. And the center will be ready for you to walk through, sign up, chat with teachers, or scribble, or what?
Scribbles coffee kiosk.
Cool.
Scribbles coffee. I'm gonna look that up.
I don't know what that means.
No.
But the cool thing about it is, it's to help aspiring artists to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's music, dance, singing, storytelling, acting, whatever it may be, these people that are running the classes are experienced in it.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it either professionally, non-professionally, whatever you want, but they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Joza is one of the best storytellers I've ever heard myself. He engages you. I love watching him. He moves his entire body. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin Rex wrote, that dude knows what he's talking about when it comes to setting up a business or setting up your own theater. The mm-hmm. dude did it already. He's mm-hmm. done it twice now. Remember before he went on his long Appalachian Trail walk, he had one with Kyle. Then he mm-hmm. came back and he did it again.
Yeah.
And Benjamin, not Benji, Bad News Benny,
mm-hmm.
he's an accomplished local musician.
Yeah.
And I just know that it's a fun event. And on the 30th, what they're doing is the open house. And the whole thing that we're – another reason why we want to bring it up is Copper Pennies will be celebrating its one-year anniversary to the day that we played our first full set at Akron Music Fest last year.
Oh yeah. Okay, so it wasn't the open mic. It was
no. This is where we were working with the same people.
Yeah.
Back then, a year ago, nice. Working with the exact same people that helped us get our start at the Summit Art Space. We're working with them again on the 30th, and Copper Pennies is closing the event from 8 to 10. We will be playing and we will be closing the event. But these are just some of the this is, I know right now, their rough draft of events going on. Kyle will be telling stories from 2 to 2:45. There will be The Help will be playing.
Oh, nice.
A record party. I don't know them. Bad News Benny and the Night Fevers.
Maybe it's just a record party. Hey, we're going to have a record party.
The band Time Cat will be there. Rain and Johnny. I know Rain. I don't know Johnny. I'm trying to think. But it starts at, I believe it starts at, it goes from 11 to 10. 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And it's just going to be an all-day event. We'll be there. We'll be selling. We'll have a table. We'll be talking with people, selling merch. We got t-shirts ready. Mm-hmm. I'm getting t-shirts ready for Copper Pennies.
Great.
We are. And there'll be food trucks. I believe they've got Charlie from Stray Dog to go down also. Yeah. But yeah, it's just going to be an awesome event because sadly, we were originally, and I know we even told Liz last podcast. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be playing at Portage Crossings on May 30th, but due to Sandy, the lovely lady who runs that for them, she double booked on that night, and she had told the other people that they could have the day first. Mm-hmm. And you know that happens sometimes. And when she told me, I called everybody we knew, every normal place we go to, every non-normal place we go to, and luckily, I called Kirsten about asking if we could rent Summit Art Space to have to play our anniversary in the same place we played. And she goes, Ryan, I got a better idea for you. And yeah, so this will be at, I should also tell you like all the details. It's May 30th from, actually on here it says from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I know though that we're playing till 10. Mm-hmm. And it's at the Akron Center for Art and Performance at 118 West Market Street, Akron, Ohio, 44303, whatever. But I just know it's going to be an amazing event, and I'm proud and happy to be a part of it. The Copper Pennies are happy to come out and help get this thing started because this is perfect for us. The people coming to this can look at us and see, wow, in 1 year. Not that I'm trying to make it sound like we're amazing, but in 1 year that we could be them. We could be doing this. In 1 year we can, you know, a year ago, Ben, when I first started playing drums, I was not very good at it. I'm self-taught. Mm-hmm. You guys taught me. Mark Brown, you guys taught me how to do that. And it would never have started if we weren't given the opportunity by Kirsten Nicole and Wandering Aesthetics and Rubber City Theater Company and all of them. They're just amazing people that are helping the city flourish.
Yeah, and just the this Akron Camp thing is just an amazing way to connect with the artists.
Yeah.
And that artistic community.
Soap will be there. Soap will be there.
Soap. There will be soap there.
There will be soap there as well.
No, I don't. But actually, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll show. I'll talk to Benji.
We'll get some soap there.
But no, it's going to be awesome. It's an all, like I said, it's an all day event. And this is the other thing I wanted to say. It's a family event, which makes me happy because that's our audience. Mm-hmm. We don't play at bars. We play at Giant Eagle. As Liz said, we have that suburban white boy look about us.
Get Mentos and brown paper bags
is where we get to play. So I'm excited. It's going to be a fun event, and like I said, that is on May 30th.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think that's going to be so much fun.
What other events? Pressure Cooker.
Yeah. Also talking about every month. Wandering Aesthetics. It's May 22nd. It's on a Friday. It's not on. I know they're changing it up. It's not on a Saturday.
Risky business.
I'm kind of happy. That's a good movie. I'm kind of happy it's on Friday, May 22nd. Mm-hmm. 23rd, I have a wedding to go to, and I'm the best man, so I kind of got to go to that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the 22nd. Ruben, Ryan from Just Go With It Improv, shameless plug, and Point of No Return Improv, shameless plug, he will be the next MC.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. You know Ruben.
Yes, he has amazing facial hair.
Yeah, he's got the best Fu Manchu beard?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know what to call it. It's like mutton chops, but it's just not like on the chin.
East Asian.
I love it. Yeah. But he'll be emceeing, and it'll be at Pub Rico like it has been these past couple of months.
Which is a great venue.
I love Pub Rico.
It's awesome.
It's so much fun. It's just such a cool little location.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, the Boiling Point, which is alternative play reading. I know Chris said he's going to try to make it to that.
I've been wanting to go to that too.
That is on we're just plugging
the Wandering Aesthetics podcast. We changed the name.
Yeah, we're now WAP.
I don't want to be called that.
Yeah, me neither. No. But on May 26th, the Bowling Point Akron's alternative play reading series will be on Tuesday, May 26th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. At San Run Metro Park. Ooh. And the play they're doing is, what's the play they're doing this week? Where is it? Vinegar Tom? I think that's what it's called. Vinegar Tom. I don't know. It doesn't say anywhere on the Facebook page.
I don't know what else Vinegar
Tom. Oh, here it is. Yeah, yeah.
Possibly be.
Vinegar Tom is the alternative play that they will be reading. I've been to one of these before. It's really cool.
Yeah.
If you just show up, there's food. And then you can just sit and they give everybody scripts, and then you just read, you go through it, and maybe for these couple of pages, I get to read this character. And it was a really cool event. The one I read was called Yellow, and it was a really sad story.
Oh.
And it kind of bummed me out, and I was like, I don't know if I want to go back, but I'm definitely going to, cause it's just a really cool event.
Mm-hmm. Could you go and just listen?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case there's people who are interested and they don't necessarily
want
to read.
No, you definitely don't have to read if you don't want to.
All right. What is that?
This is another guy that we met at the Electric Pressure Cooker was local comedian Matt Farkas.
Oh, yes. I remember him.
Yeah. He will be performing at the Empire Concert Club and Bar in Talmadge on May 28th at 9 p.m., new special, I believe it was what you'd be called. I don't know
his HBO special.
Sure, is Lost in the Friend Zone. He's a really funny guy. He performed at the EPC that I hosted, and he's just a really cool guy. And
that you hosted?
I did. I emceed, and Kyle hosted. Yeah. I emceed. But yeah, so that's a bunch of events that I wanted to get out there. We've been on such a hiatus, like I'm like nonstop. I haven't stopped talking. So Ben, got any interesting stories you want to talk about?
No.
Go.
Oh, okay. So Akron U is not changing its name.
Yes, people, please calm down. As our own Chris Miller said, he doesn't know if he's going to have a degree from a college that actually exists anymore.
That actually happened at my college. They didn't have a name change, no. But they did. It was weird.
They got rid of like a program, and then you didn't have a degree anymore?
No.
Oh.
No, okay, so it's Toccoa Falls College, Christian college in Georgia, and they decided to stop calling themselves a Bible college. It was strange.
Okay.
But like the Bible wasn't even in the name of the school. It used to be. It used to be like Toccoa Falls Bible Institute.
Yeah.
Like years ago, long before I went there. But then it changed to Toccoa Falls College. And then they decided to not be known as a Bible college anymore, which was really strange because I never thought of it as a Bible.
They still
teach Bible. It's just,
I know,
it's the
weirdest
thing.
It's like a branding issue.
Yeah,
it's completely promotion and branding.
Absolutely,
they're not changing their fundamentals. They're still a Bible college, but when you're looking at the colleges you want to go through, and you got a list in front of you, and this one says Toccoa Falls Bible College, a lot of people are going to a lot of people.
But it's not called Toccoa Falls Bible.
It was, though, wasn't it?
It was called Toccoa Falls Bible Institute long ago. When I started going there.
Oh, really?
When I was going there, it was just Toccoa Falls College. Bible wasn't even in the name. And they still like said we're not calling ourselves a Bible college anymore. Bible, but that wasn't even in the name of the college at the time. It was just, you're right. It's all a branding issue.
It's just branding.
When I think Bible college, I think like Bob Jones.
Yeah, University I think of
Pensacola.
I mean, sadly, I do. When I think of Bible college, I think of a bunch of, I almost said stuck up, but I don't mean stuck up, but like a bunch of people wearing skirts. Not like tiny skirts, but wearing uniforms, I should say.
Well, talk to Mark Brown. He went to Bob Jones University, and they are very, very conservative.
He couldn't have a TV or play live rock music, not live, in his dorm when he was growing up.
They still have those rules. My brother-in-law went
there. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's... I mean, my school had some rules too, you know? When I started there, we weren't allowed to wear shorts to class. When I started at Toccoa Falls College,
it was, really?
Yeah, it was a rule that they changed later on where we were allowed later on to wear shorts to class. But a lot of changes happened just at my school.
But Akron U is still staying Akron U.
Yes.
Now, why did that? Now,
the relevant story.
From what we heard, the reason why everybody was making a fuss over it was it wasn't public knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They were even thinking about it. Someone leaked that info from...
It was a brainstorming session.
Yeah, someone leaked the info from it, and a bunch of, students, staff, citizens, whatever you want to say, freaked out and flipped. I mean, they were like going crazy, and they were like, we weren't really going to do it. We were just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would ever change their name? Why would they want to change their names?
It's such a basic name, Akron University.
But why would they want to change it?
It was just the idea that was thrown out there to be like Ohio Polytechnic University.
But why? I would like to know why like that was even brought up.
I feel like you're freaking out right now, Ryan.
Listen, I just want to know.
And remember, they are not actually changing the name.
Is it the Akron? Can I call it the Akron U Zips, or am I have to start saying the Akron Polytech Zips? I bought a jersey, and I want to know if I can still wear it to events.
No,
just kidding.
Absolutely not. It's Polytech. I don't know.
I think that's kind of. Do you think it's branding promotion? They don't want to be known as Akron.
Okay, this is what this article says. The most well-known polytechnic universities, Georgia Tech, Texas Tech, Virginia Tech, etc., are defined by their career-focused, rigorous academic programs in the sciences, arts, and humanities, emphasis on critical thinking and complex problem-solving, applied and experiential learning, and deep connections to industry and community. We also have many polytechnic programs, approaches, and strengths at UA that distinguish us and add tremendous value to a UA degree. So there are similarities between Akron U and other polytechnic universities. But this is basically, it's Scarborough, who's the president? Yeah, the president of the university is basically saying, no, we're more than just a typical polytechnic university.
Right.
We offer more than that. So that was sort of the thinking behind it, was just the similarities between Akron U. But again, they're not changing the name of Akron U.
It's, no, people stop flipping out. And we're fine.
Akron U. Well, we've always been fine because we never went there.
Yeah, I never went there. College is for losers. Ugh.
College is for winners.
Just kidding. College is for people who want to make their life better. I mean, that's true.
Or worse.
I don't know. I mean, you went to college.
Yeah.
Do you think your life is better or worse for it?
If I didn't go to college?
Sure.
I honestly went
to college for a while. I don't believe college is for everybody, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know a lot of people, you say that to them, and they think that's like the lazy way to get out of it. I think high school is for everybody. I don't think college is for everybody.
I think there's plenty of people with plenty of talents.
Pocahontas and didn't go to college.
She did not. Jesus didn't go to college.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sacagawea. Didn't go to college.
Why are all your
Lewis
examples?
Ann Clark?
It's all like Western frontier folk.
No, that's from a movie.
Except for Jesus. Oh.
It's from Accepted.
Oh.
Yeah, Justin Long goes, a bunch of people didn't go to college. Sacagawea, Pocahontas, Lewis, and Clark. None of these people went to college.
I saw like half of that movie years ago.
I love that movie.
But yeah, I mean, I see what you mean. Like, people don't need to go to college. People have talents and abilities
and
passions.
And not just that. Sometimes some people need worldly experience, if that's the best way to say it. Some mm-hmm. people need to start out with a job, with working a 9-to-5, with mm-hmm. working at McDonald's or Acme or working.
It doesn't have to be McDonald's.
No,
working. I feel like people always like put McDonald's, working at McDonald's on like the low of the low.
Working at McDonald's. Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Rallies. I don't know. Some people, they just need to start out there, and then getting to college is a much bigger deal, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people, I think, go to college and also take it maybe for granted that mm-hmm. they were able to get in, or that they're able to pay for it, or they got a scholarship, and they don't really appreciate it. These are just me throwing out spitballing ideas about some opinions or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do. I think some people don't appreciate it as much as others would if they got the chance to. Mm-hmm. But I do think that getting a higher learning, whether it is at college, trade school, world experience, whatever, in the military, whatever it may be, choose your own path and go mm-hmm. do what you want.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Polytech, Nekonakakel University, or whatever they were going to change it to, go there. If you want to work at Chick-fil-A or Wendy's.
Chick-fil-A.
Or anywhere else but McDonald's, go ahead and do that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
People always put like McDonald's, working at McDonald's
no,
on the
but you know what
rung.
I mean. But you know what I mean. If you need world experience, if you need to go to college, do whatever you want. I have friends in high school. I'm coming up on my 5-year reunion, and they want to have a reunion. I think that's kind of cool. But after 5 years, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's I know one guy who's already in law school mm-hmm. who like went on like a advanced track in college, and he is already in law school.
Wow.
Like, he graduated from Ohio State already. Like, yeah. I know some people, they go on different paths. One of the guys I know that I grew up with, he's now working as an intern up in New York, in a hospital in New York City.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've seen all of his pictures. He goes all over the place.
Yeah.
He's been to a bunch of different countries and stuff, given aid, and I think he's going to be a doctor. I think that's so cool. And it's just people go on different paths. Me, I'm recording a free podcast. Some people, they just do different things.
I have a degree, and I'm recording a free podcast.
Hey, you know what? See?
I'm not using my degree right now, which... it's great. I love what I'm doing right now. I'm working at Hale Farm, and I love it.
You're liking it.
Yeah, you know, and eventually the degree I have is going to come in handy.
It will.
Hopefully soon.
Yes.
But
I believe so too.
But still, I love what I'm doing, and it's great. So
the sinkhole.
The sinkhole. Yes. So this is our traffic report for Monday morning.
I'm going to do the helicopter noises.
Afternoon. Yeah. There is a sinkhole in Westgate Circle between Manor and West Market Street near the Wallhaven Plaza. Traffic is not going to be impacted greatly in construction on fixing the sinkhole. We'll continue into Monday. Wait, is that today, Monday?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so today, if you're driving in that area between Manor and West Market Street, you can't.
There is so much construction going on. Sinkholes are happening. It's going on right now. So right now I'm moving from Cuyahoga Falls to Norton. Mm-hmm. The Kenmore leg of 76 is out.
Wow.
So, no, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I have to either go get on the East Ave exit and go straight down East Ave, which is fine, or go all the way down Route 8 till I hit 224 and then go that way. It adds an extra 10 minutes.
Jeez.
And why did they choose to do that right when I was moving?
That's ridiculous.
Why couldn't they wait?
They couldn't wait.
But no, the sinkhole, I know.
That is a big sinkhole.
Did you ever?
That is really big.
Yeah. Wow. Did you ever hear or see that program that I believe Cuyahoga Falls had that was report a pothole?
No.
It was like a thing on their Facebook page. You could take a picture of a pothole and report it on there. And
they must have gotten rid of that because there's a lot of potholes.
But no, I think that wasn't either. I remember seeing that. Maybe it was Akron, but I remember, or maybe it was an idea or a joke somebody had. But I always thought that would be like they should have an app on your phone. So
yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It can show up like pothole approaching or like potholes on this street, or you can report them and let people know, because if there's anything we are known for in this city. Lots of potholes.
So if you know how to make...
Not potholes.
If you're listening to this, you know how to make apps, contact us.
Yeah.
Because we want in.
Okay? Patent pending. It's my idea. If I see anybody come up with a report a pothole app, I'm going to sue you. Ben?
I don't think you really have much of a case.
I don't.
But
I got to record it here live.
We could use some money from that.
That'd be awesome.
That's a pretty... Hey, there was record temperatures this past couple weeks.
Holy crap. I said in the intro, we skipped spring.
Yeah.
We went straight from winter into summer.
It snowed like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And now insane. It's like 80 degrees outside.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This is global warming, people. Al Gore. Was it Al Gore?
Al Gore is the global warming guy.
Global warming. He predicted it. But yeah,
I had his book on my iPhone for a while.
Really?
Yeah, he had a book about
what? Sorry, no, I'm just
about
joking.
Climate change and how to solve the problem.
But that's
it's an interactive book. It was really cool.
But is a sinkhole like that? I should have looked it up. Okay, put this in notes for next week. I want to know how a sinkhole like that is created. Is it that the water that There's a movement of water underneath and it washes away the sediment and the dirt and all that, or if it's that there's so much pressure on it that it just collapses on itself, if there's a pipe that breaks. I want to know what it is. So put that down. I want to know what that is.
I will put that down.
Okay. So another thing I want to talk about is Forbes magazine released a list of the top 15 – nope, at the top most affordable cities in – U.S.
It's a list of cities that people who read Forbes will never move to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But Akron got 15th.
All right.
Most affordable city.
So number one is the most affordable. And
yes.
And then it just goes. How many were on the list? Do you know?
Let me follow the link. But yeah, we are number 15th, which makes me happy. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy Cody told me that when he went to Vegas, everything is triple the price. But that just makes sense. And yeah. When you go to Florida, everything's double the price. When I was in New York was freaking crazy.
New York could be off the wall.
You could be in Times Square,
mm-hmm.
and a burger would cost you $23.
It's insane.
Listen, you'd go three streets away from Times Square, a burger costs you $17. You go seven streets away from that, a burger costs you $15. You go off the island into Jersey, and a burger costs you the same as anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is we did. We walked into a TGI Fridays. Uh-huh. We took off our coats. It was raining. We took off our coats, our ponchos, put our umbrellas down. Mm-hmm. We sat down. We got all ready. The lady brought us menus. We got drinks. Before we even looked at the menu, then finally we opened it, and we saw that in Times Square at TGI Fridays, a burger costs $23.
You went to Times Square and ate at TGI Fridays?
Listen, the line... It was the only place that the line was not... Everybody... It was raining, so everybody was running inside to do it. Well, I believe on here, it's... I don't see list is for. Let me hit the button.
Deal. Well, that's cool. I mean...
Maybe... I think it's 22?
I mean, Akron's
I think
not
there's 22 of them.
It's not a bad place. It's pretty good value.
It's flourishing. And then the last story that we can talk about today, because we, ladies and gentlemen, we are running out of time for today.
Are we?
Yeah, it's like 50 minutes we've been recording or so. I don't know. Oh, I was close.
49 and 12 seconds. 13 seconds.
Is Hell's Angels have rolled back.
Wait, that's not our last story.
What else do you got to say?
The Dawn.
I know. We got to talk about the Dawn, too. So the which one Dawn. Do you want to do first?
The Dawn.
Let's talk about the Dawn.
Okay.
I Hell's forgot Angels, about the that's Dawn.
A, okay, let's just mention the Hell's Angels.
Let's put a bulletin on it. We'll talk about it next week when I look up more info on them. Because right now, it's literally one article, and I can't find anything else on them.
Okay.
They won't do any interviews. People have the Beacon went and knocked on the door of the chapter house, and nobody would talk to them. Somebody Weird. Was outside gardening or something, or in the driveway, and they were like, no.
Are they like a secret society?
No,
like
it's...
the Freemasons?
No, the Hell's Angels, it's... You know, they do a lot of good, too. Yeah. Well, one of the guys I work with, I was talking to him today about coming and doing the podcast, and I was telling him, like, I'm going to talk about the Hell's Angels. And he goes, I know those guys. I did a benefit concert for them last year. They raised a bunch of money for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so cool. They're just, I wouldn't say it's a secret society.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't think it's what you see on Sons of Anarchy. I don't think it's like that.
I never watched Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy, I mean, it's television. I think it's a very... everything's, I don't know, like they're gun runners. They run drugs in that show.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what all of them are about. I'm not saying they are. I have no idea. Maybe they probably aren't like that. But all I know is that bikers usually are like the biggest teddy bears in the world.
Yeah.
They're such cool guys. Yeah. Denny Semick, we know him. He's like, he's a biker and he's like the coolest. He does theater
so
shows with
nice.
Us. But, like, I know another thing they do is it's the motorcycle run. I forget what it's called. Chris, help me out if you know it. It's where they run teddy bears and stuff to children's hospital and they attach it to their bicycles. They like
oh, cool.
They bring like toys and stuff to mm-hmm. little kids, and that's they do that. I don't know if Angels have anything to do with that, but I just know that's motorcycle bikers. I know it's a whole thing with that lifestyle, that they're just the coolest guys in the world.
Yeah,
they wear leather and they have big muscles and lots of tattoos and facial hair, but they're cool guys.
Yeah, really nice dudes.
I think it's called the Teddy Bear Run.
Thank you. That's what it is. It's called the Teddy Bear Run. One of these days we're gonna get a motorcycle and you're gonna ride with me, Ben, and we're gonna take teddy bears to people.
Just the two of us. It's not even with the Hell's
it's
Angels.
It's what people
just
call riding bitch. You're going to ride on the back.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, fine. I'll get a sidecar.
Okay. Like Batman and Robin. That's fine. I'd do that.
All right. So, okay, let's talk about it. The Dawn. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, so
go ahead and tell everybody what's going on if they have not heard it from the 15th million postings on Facebook, the news, wherever. Go.
Dawn Plasquelic has resigned. And it's not even like, you know, like I'm not running for the next election. It's he's done.
He's done?
Yeah, he's like not in, as we speak, he is not in the mayor's office.
Well, he announced it's effective May 31st.
Oh, dang it. I just lied. On live radio, I just lied.
No, you're fine.
It's weird that happened.
It's a really weird story. When this happened, Cody and I talked about it. He's into politics. That's actually what he wants to go for at some point. Yeah, I know. I think that's cool.
Cool.
But we talked about it, and I originally said to him, I said, I hope it's not for anything bad.
We did. I hope I didn't do anything.
No, I hope it wasn't kidding. Like he's trying to get out of there as fast as he can. We still don't know the real reasons why.
Well,
they've said lots of things.
Yeah, but his resignation letter was not nice.
No, not at all.
And so it did seem like, I don't know, it just seemed really emotional.
Yeah, he cites the Akron Beacon Journal for unfriendly coverage as his primary motivation
hold on. It just should be noted that you are on his Wikipedia page.
All right, fine. I will go
somewhere
else.
That's fine.
I know that's what it is, though.
I think Wikipedia is a very reliable source.
All right, I'll go somewhere
people,
else.
People Beacon don't Journal. Usually think it. No, you could stay. I just thought it'd be funny to mention that. But what
he
did you say?
He was born in, 1949. He assumed office in 1987. Almost
according to Wikipedia.
almost citation 30 needed. Years ago. Almost 30 years ago, he's been the mayor.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
He's the
time.
Longest running mayor of Akron.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he cited He announced his resignation. And I don't know. What are they going to do? Are they going to have... Was his term up?
I don't think so.
I think voting's... I don't think his term ends for another, like, 2 years or something.
Yeah. I think it just... They coincide with the presidential election.
So does that mean that he... It goes to... Is there a vice mayor? I don't even know how that works.
They said who was taking the place, but I don't remember who it was.
Let me pull up the article.
Gary Moneypenny.
Gary Moneypenny.
Who is that?
I think he's the council president, so I'm pretty sure.
Council president?
I'm pretty sure he's the
next guy in running.
Mayor Moneypenny. I like that. That's cool. Mayor Moneypenny.
Hey, you remember? Did you ever watch Doug growing up?
Yes.
You remember the principal's name?
Well, no. What was it?
Principal Butt Savage.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's really funny. They never saw his face.
When I think of Moneypenny, I think of James Bond, where it's Moneypenny is the sexy secretary that James Bond always flirts with. He's like, "Oh, Moneypenny," and she's like, "James Bond." It's like, "Oh, Moneypenny."
I just got a really weird image of the Don and.
Oh, no.
That might count as slander. Ooh, libel.
You
and
better
slander.
Like allegedly say that you allegedly said that.
Right. No, they're saying that he resigned.
I'm pulling up the article.
It had something to do with the Beacon.
Yeah.
With the Beacon Journal.
He, from what I remember, and I'm pulling up the article because I want to make sure, is that I believe he, and Chris, please jump in if I say anything wrong. He said something inappropriate to, I believe, another council member, I think is what it was, and the Akron Beacon Journal covered it, mm-hmm. and I believe they posted it in the paper.
Okay,
I'm pulling up the article. I believe that's so far. But like I said, they haven't really released a lot. They haven't really released a lot of details about it. But he is resigning on May 31st. You know, and as much as a lot of people, you know, we call him the Don. A lot of people, they call him the Don. A lot of people say that he acts like the Don. I've always called him the Don. I never understood why until I got older. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But he did a lot of good for this city, too. He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of mixed reviews. Mixed opinions.
Yeah, I don't want to sit here and say good riddance or well get out of here. But yeah. I don't want to sit here and say the man did everything correct. He's human.
Yeah,
he's a politician. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, he was in office for 30 years as a politician in the same position.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, some things he may have not done right, or he may have done it his way, or whatever. But I mean, he still did a lot of good also, I think. So you pulled up the article. So what does it say?
Yeah, the Don, let's see, in his resignation letter, the good people of Akron deserve better. They deserve the truth. I do not now believe that my hometown newspaper is interested in the truth. So it did have to do with the Beacon Journal. And after 41 years of honest service, to the city I love, to be called a B word, S-I-C, what is that, sick, in an editorial is more than I'm willing to endure. He also said something about how he was tired of dealing with the madness.
Yes.
Or something, which I don't know. I don't know Don. I don't know him personally. It just seems... kind of silly.
I mean, one thing...
Emotional knee-jerk reaction.
I know. I pulled up another article about it. Also, I believe this one's on the Beacon. And like I said, it says in this article that a bunch of local art groups in Akron have thrived. I believe he personally did a lot of work with the Akron... I mean, this is all from the article... that he did a lot of work with the Akron Civic Theater, mm-hmm. with the Akron Symphony, with Lock 3, with the Heinz Pole Dance Program, the ballet, and all of that. So he did do a lot of good, too.
Here's the a quote from the article.
Take it away, Ben.
All this has been driven by his Don's obvious passion or impatience or sense of urgency for a city still navigating a difficult economic transition. At times, that drive can rub many the wrong way. It recalls a 2008 skit performed on Saturday Night Live about Hillary Clinton. The theme, in short, about how bitches get things done. Whoa. Well, it might be said bastards do too.
Wow.
So it's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. But, I mean, is this... Let me ask you, and Chris, please, also, if you want to join in, Chris, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, runs the Akronist, so he knows about all this just as much as we, even more than we do. This is his job. Do you think that Akron is, I don't want to say better off, but do you think, go ahead, speak into the mic, Chris,
okay,
that we're moving into better times, or... Or
absolutely.
What?
I mean, I went to high school in the late 80s. So around that time, downtown was like a dead zone. There was the university and maybe the civic theater and a few straggling businesses, but it was basically vacant. And look at how much it's changed since then.
Yeah.
And that coincides with his you know, tenure. And you know, he's one of those people who kind of plays by his own rules sometimes. I think he's so effective that he sort of... you know, he sort of navigates with his own style, which a lot of people don't like, and people
right.
sort of take it the wrong way. I absolutely think, like him or not, he's done a lot for downtown.
Yeah.
He still continues, you know, and
I think he will still.
Here,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You should have seen Canal Park before they built the stadium. It was just this industrial, you know, shell of a place.
Right.
So, absolutely.
Thank you, Chris.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I and Ben, your opinion also. I know you're new to Akron, even though you're not.
New, quote unquote.
Do you think maybe this will bring in a new age, or do you think it'll be a rough start for Mr. Moneypenny?
Well, I think I don't know if Moneypenny's like thinking long term for.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Just for 2 years?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be he's filling in for the time being.
Okay.
Unless he decides to run.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. It's
I don't know how that works. I don't think it's like a president and vice president where
mm-hmm.
I do in the same sense of you are president. If something happens to the president, you are now the president. As
mm-hmm.
the vice president, you move up and then you stay that until the next turn. It's not like you get an automatic 4 years. I know
mm-hmm.
it's every 4 years you have to vote. I know
yeah.
they do keep that.
Yeah. So this what I think is, I don't know. I think people in office,
yeah.
they should get out at their peak.
That's true. That I do believe in that as well. And a lot, I'll take this back to a stupid example. In comedy, you do not want to end. You do not want to get a really good joke
it's
in.
Not a stupid example.
It is. I mean, it is to me. When
okay.
in improv comedy, if you've got a 15-minute set and 13 minutes into it, you get an awesome joke
mm-hmm.
that the audience is loving.
You still got 2 minutes. You
no,
better do it.
No.
You better keep going.
You clap. You say scene and scene. And the
We're
audience.
We're running a tight schedule here.
I'm
we gotta,
telling, and
you
I'm
gotta
telling you right now.
Your 15 minutes.
That's what you do. You end at your peak. You don't
yeah.
drag it out for the next 2 minutes and try to get another one of those. Chances are, you know that moment, and I'm sure he does too.
Mm-hmm.
After doing it for 30 years, I'm pretty sure he knows that it's time to move on.
Yeah, and it's always good. I think change is good.
Change is good.
People don't like change sometimes, but I think change is a good thing. I think it's a good idea to get some new ideas in every once in a while.
Yeah.
Even though I have no idea what's going on anywhere
I know. Africa,
at all, ever. Hey, why don't we finish this up?
Yes, sir.
Do you talked up your recommendation this week to me before the show started.
Okay, so this is really funny.
To tell me now before we quit.
So I had a, like I said earlier, I had a theater show this weekend. So one thing that I always like to do.
Enjoy your theater show.
When I do theater is I like to listen to soundtracks to get pumped to do shows. I don't like to listen to music. I like to listen to specifically soundtracks.
Okay.
So I love these are just some I love the Frozen soundtrack. It gets me pumped. I love the Pitch Perfect. I love The Muppets so Most Wanted. Like it's not like that.
It's not like epic music.
It's it's like it's stupid cartoon
music. Like
Lord
of the Rings soundtrack.
All of the old Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Hercules. I have all of those soundtracks, and I love listening to them. But I started listening to one that you know. And
Adam's Family.
I did. Yeah. I bought it, and the soundtrack is amazing. And Nathan Lane is Gomez. Timon.
Oh, okay.
I love. He's such a great actor. He's on Modern Family all the time. And I totally. Cool. I'm listening to it, and I'm like, that sounds like him. And I looked it up, and it was. Mm-hmm. And I have. I've been listening to the soundtrack, and I'm crazier than you. Yeah. I'm
so
crazier
for people who don't know
you.
What we're talking about. Yeah. I was in Adam's Family mm-hmm. musical over the summer at Dynamic
I did the backstage.
Scene. Yeah, and Ryan snuck on stage sometimes mm-hmm. too. But yeah, it's the
soundtrack.
What's it officially called?
It's called Adam's Family, a new musical. And the soundtrack's on iTunes, and it's my recommendation for the week. It's a great soundtrack, and it just gets me pumped. And it was nominated for a bunch of awards. I think it won a bunch of awards. I'm not sure. But I've been listening to it, and it's great, and I love it.
Okay, my recommendation, real quickly, is Seth Avitt. Gosh, I don't know if it's Avitt Brothers or Avitt Brothers. Oh. Anyway, he one of the guys from Avitt Brothers. I'm mostly here at Avitt Brothers, so I'm gonna go with that. Yeah, Chris is nodding. Okay, so Seth Avitt from Avitt Brothers and Jessica Lee Mayfield, who is an artist out of Kent, Ohio. They just did an album together.
Cool. Have you listened to it?
I listened to a little bit of it, but nice. they cover all Elliott Smith songs, who was a folk artist, and yeah, they're really good together. Two great voices singing together. Check them out. The album is called Seth Avitt and Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Where can you
sing
get it?
Elliott Smith?
Where can you get it?
I'm pretty sure it's on iTunes.
Oh, cool.
If it's not, we can post a link.
Okay.
But I'm almost positive it's probably on iTunes.
Let's do it.
But yeah, have you heard of the Avitt Brothers?
No.
Okay, they're.
I think maybe I know the Gage. I know the Gage brothers. I don't know if those people.
Folk country Americana.
Are they local?
No.
Oh.
No, they're not. They're like world famous. So
I didn't know that.
It's pretty crazy that they're
doing
this album together. Yeah.
But she's local.
My heart like a kick drum.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Avitt Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's so cool. Yeah, we'll post both those links and. Like I said, just to go over some quick events. This Friday, Copper Pennies will be playing at the West Side Bakery in Green. I almost said Norton. Next Tuesday is the brand new storytelling at the Firestone Park Library, Firestone Branch, I should say. I'll be there. Ben's going to be there. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend is Better Block, taking place right here in Akron. We'll be there on Sunday, and we'll see you there. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep it an Akron day.
See y'all.